Avalanche report for Thursday, the 20th of February 2025. Avalanches can in isolated cases be released in the old snow pack. All day it applies above 2,400 meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,400 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem. Especially in the aspects west to north to east. Weak layers in the old snow pack can still be released in isolated cases, in particular in little used terrain. The avalanche prone locations are to be found on extremely steep west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. These avalanche prone locations are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Caution is to be exercised in particular at transitions from a shallow to a deep snow pack, when entering gullies and bowls for example. Avalanches can reach medium size in isolated cases. The prevalence of avalanche-prone locations and likelihood of triggering will increase with altitude. The older wind slabs can be released in isolated cases on extremely steep north and east-facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Such avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular adjacent to ridgelines and impasse areas. They are clearly recognizable to the trained eye. Apart from the danger of being buried, restraint should be exercised in particular in view of the danger of avalanches sweeping people along and giving rise to falls. And now the snowpack. Faceted weak layers exist in the bottom section of the snowpack on west, north and east facing slopes. These can be released in isolated cases. Sunshine and high temperatures will give rise as the day progresses to gradual softening of the snowpack on sunny slopes. We have the following danger patterns. DP.1. Deep persistent weak layer, DP.6. Cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 21st of February 2025 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.